It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas.
Your ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What'd I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, it's just past 8 o'clock on The Ticket. It's time for the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and you get the vote on it responsibly at 888-787-1310. It has been a long Ranger season. And last week we had the surprise resignation of Ron Washington, just complicating a very ridiculous season for this franchise. Well, I think it's starting to take its toll on the broadcasters. Jim Knox, known as Knoxy, was trying to tell us about some sort of fundraiser to help in the fight against cystic fibrosis. That is the key phrase that he can't say.
And you were barely able.
Yeah.
Community Corner tonight, we're talking about the Northeast Chapter of the Texas Foundation of Cystic Fibrosis. Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is proud to do events throughout the year. This is to aid in research to find out more about cystic fibrosis. Why can't I get that word out tonight? Cystic fibrosis. Oh, my God. Fibrosis. Say that.
Attaboy, Noxy. I knew you were going to get it.
Log on to netxcff.org. Cystic fibrosis.
There you go.
There we go.
I'm glad
Holy
it was you.
Cow. I need to go to sleep with her.
I'm glad it was you trying to say it, not me.
And get the usual buzz layout
the meantime,
there.
Two outs very quickly.
In the meantime, two outs.
What do you mean? The reference was, I need to sleep with her.
Was there some woman there with cystic fibrosis that Nazi needed to sleep with in order to give her the cure? Or what is he saying?
Been a bit harsh.
I do love Buzz trying to get things back on track. That's the most underrated part of that.
Jeez. So I believe that after the game, Noxy drove home.
Don't say it.
And in his living room, he already has a noose dangling from the ceiling. Wow. And so he sits down on his couch and he pours himself a stiff drink.
Yeah, a big old tall one. And about just five fingers of scotch.
Stares at that noose for 30, 45 minutes. Maybe even gets up on a stepladder and then decides, no, I can do it one more day.
Gosh.
See, I think his gig.
I think he climbs up on the step stool, puts it around his neck, and then starts doing the foot rocking back and forth. And then he knocks it over and he falls and the thing snaps and he falls down on the ground and he starts laughing maniacally.
Or he's tied the noose too long and so he just hits the ground and nothing happens.
Nothing happens. So then he just starts.
Robin Williams hung himself.
But he didn't do Ranger games.
Let's hear it one more time.
He would have hung himself much earlier, had he.
Community Corner tonight, we're talking about the Northeast Chapter of the Texas Foundation of Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is proud to do events throughout the year. This is to aid in research to find out more about cystic fibrosis. Why can't I get that word out tonight? Cystic fibrosis. Oh, my God. Fibrosis. Say that.
Attaboy, Noxy. I knew you were going to get it.
Log on to netxcff.org. Cystic fibrosis.
There you go.
There we go.
I'm glad
Holy
it was you.
Cow. I need to go to sleep with her.
I'm glad it was you trying to say it, not me.
Yeah, in the meantime, two outs very quickly.
In the meantime.
After that.
Wow. Does Buzz hate Noxy?
I don't think he hates him, but I think Noxy makes him really tense.
Yeah. Well, it makes everyone tense.
Yeah.
Is Noxy the most, he's got to be the most resilient human being yes. God's ever put on this earth.
No doubt.
Like, you could put him in Gitmo, and you would never break him.
Nope.
I don't think so. All right, speaking of Buzz, he had a tough time. Again, it's been a long, long season. So long that sometimes you forget how many outs there are.
One out, Albert Pujols, waiting in the on-deck circle. Tough lineup to pitch to this part of it when they're playing well. Calgill on the move, and the pitch is skied to right field. Calgill has no idea where the ball is or how many outs there are.
Keep going.
And Rosales is running off the field. That was only the second out, right?
No, Bosch made the first out.
My mistake. That'll do it. Somebody else doesn't know, and that's me.
You had, I had to look at my scorecard to see if I was right.
Wow. There's nothing else. One and a half in the books. The Angels by two. Wow.
And thanks for the cookies.
You didn't know how many outs they have.
Is there any doubt that Buzz went home that night, poured himself a
stiff
drink?
All right, stop it. Stop it. All right, so Noxie and Buzz are up for an e-break. And then there's Mike Tyson.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is on live television in Toronto. You know, he's still doing that one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he came on our show and talked about that about a year ago or so. Well, he's still doing that. He's in Toronto. He had a strange interaction with Rob Ford. And then he went on this Toronto TV show, TV24 or something like that. So it's Tyson, his agent, and the host. And Tyson turns on the host after he brings up the rape charges against Tyson from years back.
Now, some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor,
right?
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Chervalo, who is a legend in your city, great man, with whom Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of
Hey, come on, man.
No, that was a piece of That was a piece of
You know, we're doing live TV.
And I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
All right, you got a show that you're doing tonight.
We are.
You know, a lot of people
are
where it comes raw, and it's the real truth.
Yeah, a lot of people
are going to be there to see your show. Just tell us a bit about it.
It speaks for itself. Everyone saw the show.
All right. It's a Broadway production. It went to Vegas. It went to actually 28 cities in the United States. And we're really, really proud to bring it here. And we're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo.
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know.
It's more nerve-wracking to me here talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Come on. Man.
No, because you're a piece of shit.
All right.
You mean it?
We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
F*** you.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, man.
I'm still so shocked. You know, I didn't play this audio on the air because it was such a bad copy.
Yeah, that's the only copy anyone has.
I know, isn't that crazy?
I
mean, it's happened on Canadian national television, and that's the only copy that's out there.
Maybe that's the best quality they can get in Canada.
In Canada.
All right, that's pretty explosive. Could you imagine riding that out as you're watching live TV in Toronto? And as he thanks him for stopping by, Tyson tells him to...
Blank off.
F off. Mm. All right, so there you go. Noxie, Buzz, or Mike Tyson, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This has been such a bad season for the Rangers. It's one to sell. So I'd like to defer my vote to Chris, because I think he could sell it. Is he down the hall there?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to vote for my buddy Noxie.
You're not friends with him. You're not friends with him. Hello. You
Noxie!
Are on the ticket. Who wins?
As a majority shareholder in Keith Hoyle, I'm very disappointed in the president's decision to go after breast milk instead of oil and gas, but I'd like to vote for candidate number 3. Thank you. I love you.
How is Keith Hoyle doing?
We're struggling. You know, we tried to make the switch over from oil and carbon-based things.
Thank you.
To
Hi,
milk.
You're on
and
the
you
ticket.
You're the president, but you go by what name?
Christopher Lee.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Cable Smith's twin brother, Jim Knox.
Cable Smith, and he used to work here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Mike Tyson's big old long black one.
What is that?
E-brake.
How is it a big long
black? It was very dark. It was very dark and
loud. Wait, hold on.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Mike Tyson and Gordo's leaky nipples.
Okay. He does have a problem with that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
He's claiming AIDS cures.
Hello, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Vaginal slice, born.
Nope. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Users, Gordon, this is Scott from Scott's. I'd like to take a wee bit of your time and vote for Mr. Johnny Knox. Thank you, lads. And remember, feed your lawn.
Okay, we'll feed our lawn. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello?
Yeah, this is Mike Tyson.
Yeah?
I just want to say I don't appreciate your negativity in including me, and I want to vote for Nazi.
Okay.
That is the worst British Mike Tyson I've ever heard.
I don't understand what that was.
Well, we do have a winner.
Hmm.
Noxie wins the emergency break of the week. Noxie.
Community Corner tonight, we're talking about the Northeast Chapter, the Texas Foundation of Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is proud to do events throughout the year. This is to aid in research to find out more about cystic fibrosis. Why can't I get that word out tonight? Cystic fibrosis. Oh, my God. Fibrosis. Say that.
Attaboy, Noxie. I knew you were going to get it.
Log on to netxcff.org. Cystic fibrosis.
There you go.
There we go.
I'm glad
Holy
it was you.
Cow. I need to go to sleep with her.
I'm glad it was you trying to say it, not me. There. Well, in the meantime, two outs very quickly.
How many is that? Has Noxie won before?
That is his first win. He ties Brad Sham in the violent P1.
Okay. Wow. Way to go, Noxie. Way